Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, of course, the election in the United States is the big news this week, but can we necessarily ignore the grain markets?
Given the price rallies we've had over the last couple of months, I don't think so. Plus, you've got about 30% of the wheat to be sold yet, so producers should be watching that price. There's also some potential to price the 2021 crop. You've got the corn and the beans that's being harvested. They're going to need to be sold, and you've got these rally. You have the same thing with cotton being harvested and sold. And then you've got the uncertainty in the markets from COVID and from the weather and also from the election.
A lot happening, of course. Let's dive specifically into what you're seeing with the wheat markets.
Well, if you look at the wheat market, we've got, like I said, 30% of that crop to be sold yet. You go back to August the 7th, the December contract price was about $4.20. It went up to $5.80. That's a $1.60 price increase. But technically, looks like the market's building what we call a head and shoulders top. Now, if this top comes through, and we'll know by the beginning of next week, you're looking at a potential 80-cent price decline in wheat prices. So I think the market needs to watch what's going on, or the producers need to watch what's going on, because there is the potential for significantly lower prices.
Do the fundamentals support that price decline, however?
I think so. You've got the world production record, world ending stocks record. Now, it gives some indication that the prices could fall off. Now, supporting that, you've got tight U.S. hard red winter wheat stocks. You've got relatively tight Black Sea stocks. You've got drought conditions and planting, and I think that's one of the reasons we saw this price increase. But at some point in time, our importers have bought ahead. At some point in time, when things get back to normal, they're going to say our stocks are too high and the demand's going to shut down and prices are going to go down. It's just a matter of when that's going to happen. So yeah, I think the fundamentals support lower prices.
Livestock producers, of course, are concerned about grain for feed. What are you seeing there, higher or lower?
Well, of course, China's been running that market. They've been in the market for both soybeans and corn, and we've had that dollar increase in corn prices. We've had a $2.20 increase in soybean prices. Are they going to be higher than they were 3 months ago? Yes. Are they going to go higher from this point? That's a wait and see situation. Looks like corn prices are maybe topping out. Some analysts I read and respect say that when we hit this top, sell cash corn. Go ahead and just sell cash. On beans, I think beans are, their stocks are tighter. I think China needs corn and beans. That's going to hold our corn price up relatively high, I think, and probably drive soybean prices a little higher.
Anything dramatic that could happen in the next week or so that could impact prices further?
Well, next week we've got the WASDE report coming out early next week. The market is saying, and the analysts are saying, that they don't expect any changes in the November report. And when you don't expect changes, what do you normally get? Change. So there's the potential for surprises next week in that report. Probably won't happen, but it is a possibility.
So be ready just in case.
That's right.
Thanks a lot, Kim. We'll see you next week.